In this talk, inshallah ta'ala, we read from the book Ijma' al-Ulama ala Hajri Ahli al-Bid'a wal-Ahwa بكاتبه خالد بن ضحوي الظفيري أبو عبد الله المدني حفظه الله. From the book The Consensus of the Scholars on Boycotting the People of Innovation and Desires. So this is a main book that we've been teaching, alhamdulillah ta'ala, for a little while. And the muqaddimah of this book, taqdeem of Shaykh by Shaykh Rabi' bin Hadi al-Madkhali, and there is a taqdeem to this book by Shaykh Zayd bin Hadi al-Madkhali and Shaykh Ubaid al-Jabri, hafidhahumullah ta'ala, and they all of whom praise this book and praise the work that the brother, the student of knowledge, hafidhahumullah, talib, Khalid bin Dahwi al-Dafiri did in compiling and comments and bringing the statements of the people of knowledge pertaining to this issue, which is the consensus of the scholars on boycotting the people and warning against the people of innovations and desires. قال لقد اهتم السلف الصالح بهذا الأصل العظيم وهو هجر أهل البدع أعظم اهتمام. He said that the Salaf al-Salih, the righteous predecessors, they gave this principle, this great principle, which is boycotting the people of innovations, a great importance. وَأَوْلَوْهُ بَالِغَ الْعِنَايَةِ And they took good care of this subject. فَسِيرَتُهُمْ مَلِيئَةٌ بِهَجْرِ أَهْلِ الْبِدَعِ When you look at the biography of the Salaf al-Salih, you find it that is full of their statements and them boycotting the people of innovations. وَإِخْزَاؤُهُمْ وَإِدْلَالُهُمْ Not only that they boycott them, but also they refute them and they ridicule them and they defame them. وَقَدْ سَبَقَ نَقْلُ شَيْءٍ مِنْ ذَلِكَ And the Shaykh, he said that we presented to you some of those statements in the previous chapters. ولكني بحول الله وقوته سأورد في هذا الفصل عددا من أقوال أهل العلم. He said, but inshallah ta'ala, by the permission of Allah and His strength, I will bring in this chapter, which is the last chapter of this book, some of the statements of the people of knowledge and the a'imma of the salaf, ممن نقل الإجماع على مباينة أهل البدع وهجرهم, from those who presented the ijma', the consensus of the people of knowledge pertaining to boycotting the people of desires and the people of innovations. فَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا نَتَّبِعْ وَلَا نَبْتَدِعْ فَقَدْ كُفِينَا He said, that which we should do is to follow and not innovate, we've been given enough. وَالْإِجْمَاعُ أَخِي فِي اللَّهِ He said, as for the ijma' of the people of knowledge, the consensus and the total agreement of the people of knowledge, he said, my brother in Allah, حُجَّ شَرْعِيَّ قَاطِعَةً It is a proof from the legislation that he has to be followed. تَحْرَمُ مُخَالَفَتَهُ And it is not permissible for anyone to go against the consensus of the people of knowledge. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and especially the a'imma, the like of as-sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim and those who follow them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in al-Quran al-Kareem in Surah al-Nisa, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقَ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعَ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا And whoever opposes the Messenger of Allah, after that guidance, meaning this Qur'an, this Sunnah, has been made clear to him, and he chooses to follow other way than the way of the believers, as Al-Imam Al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, the believers here are Sahaba, ridwanullahi alayhim, and he chooses other way than the way of the believers, Allah said, we shall lead him to the way that he has chosen, and we shall cast him in the fire, and what a evil destination. And then he brought two lines of poetry, which the first one said, فَكُلُّ خَيْرٍ فِي اتِّبَاعِ مَنْ سَلَفْ وَكُلُّ شَرٍ فِي ابْتِدَاعِ مَنْ خَلَفْ The poet said, فكل خير في اتباع من سلف. The good, all good in following that which the Salaf were upon. Following the way of the Salaf. وكل شر في ابتداع من خلف. And the evil, all the evil in that which been invented or innovated by the Khalaf. The Khalaf is those the latter generations. وقال آخر, another poet said, وخير أمور الدين ما كان سنة وشر الأمور المحدثات البدائع. He said, and the best of all issues of this deen, that which is the sunnah, which is the sunnah, and the evil of all innovations, and the evil of all innovated matters are the innovations. And then he brings the statements of the people of knowledge. The first is the statement of عبد الرحمن بن عمر الأوزاعي, الإمام الأوزاعي, the famous Imam الأوزاعي, who died in the year 157 of the Hijra. 157 of the Hijra. قال الإمام الأوزاعي رحمه الله في كتاب الله أو تاريخ دمشق, the history of Damascus. الإمام الأوزاعي said, اتقوا الله معشر المسلمين, fear Allah, O you Muslims. وَقْبَلُوا نُصْحَ النَّاصِحِينَ, and accept the advice of those who give you the advice. وَعِدَةَ الْوَاعِذِينَ, and accept the admonition of those who bring you the admonition. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ هَذَا الْعِلْمَ دِينٌ, فَانْظُرُوا مَا تَصْنَعُونَ وَعَمَّنْ تَأْخُدُونَ وَبِمَنْ تَقْتَدُونَ. And he said, and you should know that this knowledge is pertaining to the issue of the deen. So therefore, you should be aware of that which you're doing with it. And from whom you're taking this knowledge. وَبِمَنْ تَقْتَدُونَ, and whom you are taking as example. وَمَنْ عَلَى دِينِكُمْ تَأْمَنُونَ, and who are these people that you entrust them with your religion. فَإِنَّ أَهْلَ الْبِدَعِ كُلُّهُمْ مُبْطِلُونَ. Is it because the people of innovation, they all of them seek falsehood. أَفَّاكُونَ آثِمُونَ, they liars. They forge a lot of things against Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لَا يُنْذِرُونَ وَلَا يَتَّقُونَ, and they don't care about nothing, even if it goes against the Qur'an and the Sunnah. Why? Because they don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا مَعَ ذَلِكَ يُؤْمَنُونَ عَلَى تَحْرِيفِ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَيَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, and they have no belief whatsoever because they distort the meanings of the Qur'an. They distort the meanings of the Qur'an and they say that which they have no knowledge, and they say that which they have no knowledge of. فِي سَرْدِ مَا يُنْكِرُونَ وَتَسْدِيدِ مَا يَفْتَرُونَ, because the innovators, they pay no mind to the truth in that which they come from their mouth. وَاللَّهُ مُحِيطٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all acquainted with that which they do. فَكُونُوا لَهُمْ حَذِرِينَ مُتَّهِمِينَ رَافِدِينَ مُجَانِبِينَ. So therefore he said, for these people, these innovators, be aware of them, suspect their ways, refuses their ideologies, and stay away from them. مجانبين, do not intermingle with them. فَإِنَّ عُلَمَاءَكُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَمَنْ صَلُحَ مِنَ الْمُتَأَخِّرِينَ كَذَلِكَ كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ وَيَأْمُرُونَ. That because you scholars from the first generations, and those who are righteous from the latter generations, that's what they used to do. That's how they used to deal with the people of innovation. And they used to command likewise others to act with the innovators in this way. وَاحْذَرُوا أَن تَكُونُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مُظَاهِرِينَ, and beware that you be from those who support those people who speak lies on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِدِينِهِ هَادِمِينَ, and be aware that you may fall into the trap, and you be helping those people who seek to destroy the deen of Allah. How you would do that? By respecting the people of innovation, or by helping them. أو تعظيم أشد من أن تأخذوا عنهم الدين. Or also he said, by also may you may take your deen and your religion from them, والعياذ بالله. وتكونوا بهم مقتدين. And yet that you may follow them and take them as example. ولهم مصدقين موادعين مؤالفين. And why? That you may. Because if you take them as the example, you gotta trust them. You gotta accept that which they bring to you, and you're gonna fall in love with them and show respect to them. مُعِينِينَ لَهُمْ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ عَلَى اسْتِهْوَاءٍ مِّنْ يَسْتَهُونَ. And he said, so therefore you will find yourself helping them out in that which they act upon desires. وتأليف من يتألفون من دعفاء المسلمين لرأيهم الذي يرون. Because the people of innovations, they have their ways to gather the people around them and to draw the crowds to them, especially the laymen. And they bring this eloquence in speech and this and that, and they get the crowds and the laymen and the people that don't have, they are not deeply rooted in the deen and the understanding of a salaf. They feel victim and a prey to their core, wal-iyadu billah. So therefore, they worship Allah based on innovation, based on the way that these innovators introduced them to. وَكَفَى بِذَٰلِكَ مُشَارَكَةً لَهُمْ فِي مَا يَعْمَلُونَ. And just this, it will be enough. If someone followed them and worship Allah based on innovation, he will get the share of that which they be given, if he followed them in that which they are doing. Then the compiler of this book said, فَهَذِهِ نَصِيحَةُ إِمَامٍ عَالِمٍ مُشْرِقٍ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ. He said, this is a nasiha, an advice from an imam, a scholar, who has concern for this ummah, for the Muslims. عَرَفَ أَهْلَ الْبِدَعِ وَخَبَرَهُمْ. He knew the people of innovation, and he lived with them. Meaning in his lifetime, he knew them for good. وَتَنَبَّهَ لِتَرَائِقِهِمْ وَإِفْسَادِهِمْ. And he was well aware and acquainted with their ways of innovation and their fasad and their corruption. فَأَخْبَرَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كُلُّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ إِفْكٍ وَإِذْمٍ وَعَدَمِ تَقْوَى. So he said, therefore, Imam al-Awza'i, he informed us that all the innovators are a people of ifk. They slander Allah, slander the Messenger, wal-iyadu billah, slander the Sahaba. And they are a people that bring sin, and they are a people that have no taqwa in Allah. وَأَنَّهُمْ أَهْلُ تَحْرِيفٍ. And they are a people that distort and take the meanings out of context. وَقَوْلٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِلَا عِلْمٍ. And they are, meaning the innovators, they are those who speak on behalf of Allah without knowledge. ثم وضح كيفية التعامل معهم. And then the Imam al-Awza'i, after he bring a description of these people of the innovations, now he made clear what is our stand and how should we deal with them. وذلك بالحذر والتحذير والمجانبة والهجر. With these four ways. الحذر, to be aware of them. والتحذير, and to warn the people against them or from their evil. والمجانبة, and to stay away from them. Don't get near them. والهجر, and to boycott them. وأوضح أن العلماء الأولين, and he made clear, الإمام الأوزاعي, that the first generations of the scholars, he means the صحابة and the تابعون, وكذلك من تبع من المتأخرين على ذلك كانوا سائرين. And also those from the latter generations who follow them in that, in the righteousness, they follow their ways how to deal with the people of innovation. وبين أن توقير أهل البدع أو تعظيمهم بأخذ العلم والدين عنهم هدم لعرى الدين. And also Imam al-Awza'i, in this beautiful statement, he made clear that respecting the people of innovation or speaking highly about them by taking the knowledge of this deen from them, it is, if someone does something, he's destroying this deen of Al-Islam. He's destroying the deen and he's helping them to achieve this goal that is khabith, that is evil, wal-iyadu billah. قال الفضيل بن عياد رحمه الله الفضيل بن عياد he said من عظم صاحب بدعة فقد أعان على هدم الإسلام. As it was introduced by Imam al-Barbahari in Fisharh al-Sunnah, page 139, Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad said, whoever praises or speak good about a person of innovation, indeed he has helped to destroy Islam. He is helping them to destroy the Islam. وَمَنْ تَبَسَّمَ فِي وَجْهِ مُبْتَدِعٍ فَقَدْ اسْتَخَفَّ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ. And whoever, he said, and whoever smiles in the face of an innovator, he is ridiculing or taking lightly that which it was sent and revealed to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَمَنْ زَوَّجَ كَرِيمَتَهُ مِنْ مُبْتَدِعٍ فَقَدْ قَطَعَ رَحِمَهَا. And whoever give his daughter or whatever his sister or maybe like this to a person of innovation, he has indeed cut off her ties of kinship. وَمَنْ تَبِعَ جَنَازَةَ مُبْتَدِعْ لَمْ يَزَلْ فِي سَخَطِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يَرْجَعْ. And whoever follows the funeral or the janazah of an innovator, he is under the wrath of Allah until he comes back. وقال الإمام الشاطبي رحمه الله كما في كتاب الاعتصام volume 1 page 114 فإن توقير صاحب البدعة مضنة لمفسدتين تعودان على الإسلام والهدم. الإمام الشاطبي said respecting the person of innovation brings about two evils. That themselves brings about destruction to Al-Islam. Respecting the people of innovation brings about two evils. That these two evils brings about destruction to Islam. إحداهما, one of them, التفات الجهال والعامة إلى ذلك التوقيع. The first mafsada and the first evil by the people respecting the people of innovation, the da'amat al-nas, the layman and the majority of the people, they and the ignorant, they will gather around these innovators. فَلْيَعْتَقِدُونَ فِي الْمُمْتَدِعِ أَنَّهُ أَفْضَلُ النَّاسِ. Why? Because those people who have knowledge, if they speak good about the innovator, look at the evil. If a scholar, for example, smiles and talks nicely and praise an innovator, so the layman people, they're going to say, the scholar so-and-so, praise him. He must be right. He must be right. Sure. وَأَنَّ مَا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا عَلَيْهِ غَيْرٌ. And that this person, that now has been respected by others, he's an innovator yet, so the layman and the ignorant people, they think he's good. He's better than others. فَيُؤَدِّ ذَلِكَ إِلَى اتِّبَاعِ عَلَى بِدْعَتِهِ. So therefore, this will lead the people to follow that person, innovation, دُونَ اتِّبَاعِ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ عَلَى سُنَّتِهِمْ. And they don't follow, and they will take them away from following the people of the Sunnah upon the Sunnah. That's why it's very important. Why the people of knowledge, they warn against the people of innovation, to safeguard the deen, and also to protect the ignorant. Because the ignorant, they don't know. For example, Al-Qardawi. Why the people of knowledge, all of them, they speak against him so that the people be aware of him. So when they hear the name Qardawi, no, Sheikh Ibn Baz spoke against him. Oh, I'm not going to listen to him. When somebody bring you a tape, here's a tape, a Walid Basyuni tape. No, I'm not listening to him. Why? Because I got no problem with his accent, but that's not, it's beyond that. But the people of knowledge, they warn against that guy. Say, I got nothing to do with him. As a matter of fact, give me that tape. Worried man, I'm crushing right in front of him. You know? وعلى كل حال فتحي البدع وتموت السنن وهو هدم الإسلام بعينه. He said, and the second evil that comes out from respecting the people of innovation and not refuting them, أنه إذا وقر من أجل بدعته صار ذلك كالحادي المحرض له على إنشاء الابتداع بكل شيء. That the innovator now, when he sees that the people of knowledge respecting him and praising him, that incites him to increase in innovation. That incites him, now he got the room, he got more time, and he's a free man to do whatever he wants to do and to innovate. وَعَلَى كُلِّ حَالْ فَتَحْيَ الْبِدَعْ وَتَمُوتُ السَّنَنْ. And by this, the innovation will survive. And the sunnah will die. وَهُوَ هَدْمُ الْإِسْلَامِ بِعَيْنِهِ. And this is the real destruction of an Islam. فَعْمَلْ أَخِي فِي اللَّهِ بِنَصِيحَةِ هَذَا الْإِمَامِ الْخَبِيرِ النَّحْرِيرِ. So therefore, my beloved brother in Allah, take this advice of this scholar, Al-Imam al-Shatibi, rahimahullah, and put it to practice. تأمن الهلاك واتباع الأهواء. If you do so, you will be saved from destruction, and you won't be from those who follow desires. The second statement that the brother brought, he is the statement of Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Zinad. Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Zinad, who died in the year of 174 of the Hijrah. قال ابن بطة رحمه الله. ابن بطة said, حدثنا أبو القاسم حفص بن عمر قال حدثنا أبو حاتم الرازي. He said, أبو القاسم حفص بن عمر informed us that أبو حاتم informed them that عبد العزيز بن عبد الله الأويسي said, حدثنا عبد الرحمن بن أبي الزناد. He said that عبد الرحمن بن أبي الزناد said to us, أدركنا أهل الفضل والفقه من خيار أولية الناس. He said, والحمد لله, we met the people of virtue and fiqh from the best of all those first generations. يعيبون أهل الجدل والتنقيب والأخذ بالرأي أشد العيب. That they defame and criticize those people who follow desires, those people who follow argumentation, they argue and debate the issues of the deen, and those who follow their opinions, they defame them. Seriously. وَيَنْهَوْنَنَا عَنْ لِقَائِهِمْ وَمُجَالَسَتِهِمْ. And he said, and also they warned us against meeting them or sitting with them. وَحَذَّرُونَ مُقَارَبَتَهُمْ أَشَدَّ التُّحْذِيرِ. And they warn us extremely to get close to them, meaning the people of innovation. وَيُخْبِرُونَ أَنَّهُمْ عَلَى ضَلَالٍ. And they inform us that these are people that argue the matters of the deen and debate and fight when it comes to the issues of the deen. And they follow the ra'i, the opinions, instead to stick to the ahadith and to the ayat and the texts. They put their minds before the text, their intellect before the text. He said, they warn us against them, and they informed us that they are a people of dalal, of misguidance. وتحريف لكتاب الله وسنة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. And they are a people that distort and change the meanings of that which is contained in the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. وما توفي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى كره المسائل. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, even before he died, he disliked for his ummah that they differ pertaining to the issues of this deen. والتنقيب عن الأمور. And to be more concerned in trying to find out about certain things. وزجر عن ذلك. Rather, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he strongly forbade that. وحذره المسلمين في غير موضع. And that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he warned the Muslims against arguing in regards to the issues of the deen in many places. From that, the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is regard to, it is dislike for the people to ask too many questions in the deen, that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Daruni ma taraktukum, leave me as long as I leave you. Meaning, if I don't speak to you, do not ask a lot of questions. فَإِنَّمَا هَلَكَ الَّذِينَ مَنْ قَبْلِكُمْ بِسُؤَالِهِمْ. Rather, the Prophet ﷺ said, those who came before you, they were destroyed because of their many, many questions. وَاخْتِلَافُهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنْبِيَائِهِمْ. They ask too many questions, and then when they give them the answer, they don't do it. They go against the commands and the orders of their prophets. The Prophet ﷺ said, فَإِذَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ فَاجْتَنِبُوا. Just wait, be patient. Don't hasten. If I forbid you from something, then leave it alone. وَإِذَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ فَأْتُوا مِنْهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. And when I command you with something, do from it to the best of your abilities. انظر الإبان لابن بطر. And in comments to this, خالد بن دحوي الدفيري said, فانظر أخي في الله كيف نقل هذا الإمام هجر المبتدعة وعيبهم أشد العيب وعيبهم أشد العيب. He said, look, my brother in Allah, how this Imam transmit the statements of the people of knowledge in regards to boycotting the people of innovation, and how he defamed them and refuted them. And والنهي عن لقائهم ومجالستهم. And he forbade the people to sit with them or to meet with them. والتحذير عن مقاربتهم, or even to get close to them. عمن أدركه من أهل الفضل والفقه من خيار أولية الناس. He transmit this information and this knowledge from those people that he learned from them, from the best generations, from the first generations. لا سيما وقد أدرك عددا من كبار التابعين. He said, especially that عبد الرحمن بن أبي الزناد, he met a nice number of التابعين. ومن دونهم من الأئمة, and also from the أئمة of that time, كسهيل بن أبي صالح وشرحبيل بن سعد وصالح مولى التوأمة وأبيه أبي الزناد عبد الله بن ذكوان وعبد الرحمن بن الحارث المخزومي وعبد الرحمن بن عمر الأوزاعي وعبد المجيد بن سهيل وعمر بن عبد العزيز ومعاذ بن معاذ وموسى بن عقبة وهشام بن عروة وغيرهم رحمهم الله تعالى. And then he brings the statement of Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad. Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, who died in the year 187 of the Hijrah, 187, قال رحمه الله. Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad رحمه الله تعالى said, إن لله ملائكة يطلبون حلق الذكر. Said, verily, Allah created angels. Or has angels, all what they do is to seek the gatherings of knowledge. فَانْدُرْ مَعَ مَنْ يَكُونُ مَجْلِسُكُ. So therefore, you should be concerned who you sit with. لَا يَكُونُ مَعَ صَاحِبِ بِدْعَةِ. You're sitting and seeking knowledge should not be with a person of innovation. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِ. Because Allah does not look at the people of innovation. Even if they read the Quran, even if they study, but if, as long as the people are upon innovation, Allah does not look to them. وَعَلَامَةُ النِّفَاقِ أَنْ يَقُومَ الرَّجُلُ وَيَقْعُدَ مَعَ صَاحِبِ الْبِدْعَةِ. And he said, one of the signs of hypocrisy, that a person go and sit with the person of innovation. And then he said, وَأَدْرَكْتُ خِيَارَ النَّاسِ كُلُّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ سُنَّةِ وَهُمْ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنْ أَصْحَابِ الْبِدْعَةِ. And he said, and I met خِيَارَ النَّاسِ, the best of all people, all of them, they were on the sunnah, and they forbade the people to sit with the person of innovation. انظر حلية الأولياء. قلت in the comments, The writer said, وَالْفُضَيْلُ بْنُ عِيَادٍ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ He said, وَالْفُضَيْلُ بْنُ عِيَادٍ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ لَهُ كَلَامٌ كَثِيرٌ نَفِيسٌ فِي دَمِّ أَهْلِ الْبِدْعِ وَالتَّحْذِيرِ مِنْهُمْ He said that Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, rahimahullah ta'ala, who is very famous with this. He has a lot of kalam, a lot of nice and good and beneficial statements in regards to disgracing and defaming and refuting the people of innovation and warning against them. From that, he brought some statements, he said, and all these statements could be found in the Sharh al-Sunnah al-Imam al-Barbahari, the explanation of the creed, which is translated in English, the pages 138 and 139, you may check the, this is in Arabic, but you may check in the English translation, probably what pages, it may be like 175 or something like that, Wallahu A'lam. قال من جالس صاحب بدعة لم يعطى الحكمة. One of the famous statements of al-Imam al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, he said, whoever sit with a person of innovation, he won't be given the wisdom. He won't be given the wisdom. وقال لا تجلس مع صاحب بدعة فإني أخاف أن تلزم عليك اللعنة. Then he said, do not sit with a person of innovation because I'm afraid for you that the curse of Allah may be upon and descend upon you. وقال من أحب صاحب بدعة أحبط الله عمله وأخرج نور الإسلام من قلبه. Then he said, whoever loves a person of innovation, Allah will make his deeds void and take the lights of Islam from his heart. وقال فضيل بن عياد, he said, آكل مع يهودي ونصراني ولا آكل مع مبتدع. He said, I rather eat with a Jew and a Christian, but I will never eat with a people of the person of innovation. وأحب أن يكون بيني وبين صاحب بدعة حسن من حبيب. And I would love that it will be between me and a person, between me and a person of innovation, a wall steel, like a big obstacle made of steel. SubhanAllah. Look how they would. They used to hate the people of innovation. And we say tabligh and we give him a hug and we say how nice he looked. Alhamdulillah, brother. Well, man, we didn't see you for a long time. I want to see that guy. Allahu al-musta'an. And then he brings the fourth statement. Is the statement of Imam Abi Ubaid al-Qasim bin Salam, who died in the year 224 of the Hijrah. قال رحمه الله في كتابه الإيمان he said in his book الإيمان باب ذكر ما عابت به العلماء من جعل الإيمان قولا بلا عمل وما نهوا عنه من مجالسهم he said in this chapter in his book the book of الإيمان that which the scholars they refuted those who said that the إيمان is a statement with no actions they said that the إيمان is a statement with no actions. And also in this chapter, they bring the statements that these people of knowledge, not only they refute these people, but they order and they warn against sitting with them. وَذَكَرَ فِيهِ بَعْضُ الْآثَارِ مِنْهَا And in this chapter, he mentions some of the narrations of the people of knowledge, some of them. قَالَ أَبُو عُبَيْدِ اللَّهِ أَبُو عُبَيْدِ He said, Abu Ubaid said, إِسْمَاعِيلِ بْنِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ informed us from the way of Mahdi ibn Maymun, from Al-Walid ibn Muslim, who said, دخل فلان قد سماه إسماعيل ولكن تركت اسمه أنا. He said, a person enters upon Jundub ibn Abdullah al-Bajali. Jundub ibn Abdullah al-Bajali, one of the scholars. So this is a person that Ismail ibn Ibrahim, he named him, but Abu Ubaid al-Qasim ibn Salam, he didn't want to mention his name. He said, this is a person who came and entered upon Jundub ibn Abdullah al-Bajali فسأله عن آية من القرآن. So he asked him about the ayah in the Qur'an. So the Shaykh said to him, أحرج عليك إن كنت مسلما لما قمت. He said to him, if you were not a Muslim, I would rather leave you. Leave you. أو قال أن تجالسني أو نحو هذا القول. What he said to him, do not come and sit with me or something like this. قال أبو عبيد. And Abu Ubaid said also that he heard Ismail ibn Ibrahim, that he heard from Ayyub, that Sa'id ibn Jubayr said to him, without even he asked him or nothing, he just, Sa'id ibn Jubayr, he was one of the imma from the Wa'az, people, the Admanish people, he said to him, لا تجالس فلانا وسماه أيضا فقال إنه كان يرى هذا الرأي. He said to him, do not sit with such and such. And he named him. He said, because he is a person that talks about the issues, some ayats in Al-Quran. وَالْحَدِيثُ فِي مُجَانَبَةِ الْأَهْوَاءِ كَثِيرٌ. He said, and the hadith in regards to talking about the people of innovation is a lot of statements. وَلَكِنَّا إِنَّمَا قَصَدْنَا فِي كِتَابِنَا لِهَؤُلَاءِ خَاصَّةِ. He said, but rather in this book of Al-Iman, it talks about these people that talks about the iman. They bring this ayat so they can make talbis, and confuse the people pertaining to the iman, and so they can propagate and disseminate their bid'ah. That's the iman, is statements and not actions. And he said, and based on this opinion and this position, which has been harsh against the people of innovation, كان سفيان والأوزاعي ومالك بن أنس. سفيان الثوري والأوزاعي and Imam Malik ibn Anas, they were upon this. ومن بعدهم من أرباب العلم وأهل السنة الذين كانوا مصابيح الأرض وأئمة العلم في دهرهم. And likewise, whoever came after them from the people of knowledge, those who hold on to the Sunnah, those who were the illuminating lamps on earth, from the people of knowledge in their times. من أهل العراق, from the people of Iraq, and Hijaz, and Sham, وغيرها. زارين على أهل البدع كلها. They used to refute and dislike, I hate and warn against the people of innovation, all of them. ويرون الإيمان قولا وعملا. And they, all of them, are on the عقيدة of a Salaf, that iman are statements and actions, not just statements. And then he brought the statements of Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahullah ta'ala, who died in the year 241. He was born in the year 164. طيب. قال ابن بطة رحمه الله تعالى, ابن بطة رحمه الله تعالى said, حدثني أبو صالح محمد بن أحمد. He said, أبو صالح محمد بن أحمد informed me that الحسن, أبو الحسن علي بن عيسى ابن الوليد العكبري, informed them and said that أبو علي حنبل بن إسحاق بن حنبل said to him that إمام كتب رجل إلى أبي عبد الله رحمه الله, that a person, he wrote something, a book or some questions or a request to Imam Sunnah Abu Abdullah Ahmad ibn Hanbal, يستأذن فيه أن يدع كتابا يصرح فيه الرد على أهل البدع. So he has a request for him, for Imam Ahmad, that he may write a book, so he can refute the people of innovations in it. وَأَنْ يَحْضَرَ مَعَ أَهْلِ الْكَلَامِ فَيُنَاظِرَهُمْ وَيَحْتَجُ عَلَيْهِمْ. And also he requests from him, from Imam Ahmed, to have a sitting with the people of kalam, rhetoric, that's what it is, and so that he can debate with them and establish the proof against them. فَكَتَبَ إِلَيْهِ أَبُو عَبْدِ اللَّهِ. Look what Abu Abdullah, Imam Ahmad, answer was. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ahsan Allahu aqibatak. He said to him, may Allah cause you to die in a good ending. وَدَفَعَ عَنْكَ كُلَّ مَكْرُوهٍ وَمَحْذُورٍ. And may Allah repel away from you everything that is disliked and everything that is forbidden. الَّذِي كُنَّا نَسْمَعَ. He said, that which we used to hear. وَأَدْرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَدْرَكْنَا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ. And that which those people of knowledge that we met, they were firm upon it. أَنَّهُمْ يَكْرَهُونَ الْكَلَامِ وَالْجُلُوسَ مَعَ أَهْلِ الزَّيْرِ. That they used to dislike this rhetoric and to sit with the people of desires. وَإِنَّمَا الْأُمُورَ بِالتَّسْلِيمِ وَالْإِنْتِهَاءِ إِلَى مَا كَانَ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. He said, rather, the issues are to be dealt with by total submission to that which is in the Book of Allah and in the Sunnah of His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not to go and sit and debate with the people of innovation and misguidance so you can refute them. فَإِنَّهُمْ يُلَبِّسُونَ عَلَيْكُ وَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ. Because if you do so and go and sit with them to try to debate, they will make you confused in your deen. Rather, they won't take a step back from that which they are upon. فَالسَّلَامَةُ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي تَرْكِ مُجَالَسَتِهِمْ. This is Imam Ahmad still answering the person. He said, Salama, safety inshaAllah, in living off and alone their gatherings. وَالْخَوْدِ مَعَهُمْ فِي بِدْعَتِهِمْ وَضَلَالَتِهِمْ. He said, the safety is in not engaging in any debates with them pertaining to their dalalat, their misguidance and their innovations. فَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ مْرُونَ. Therefore, these people have to fear Allah. وَلْيَسِرْ إِلَى مَا يَعُودُ عَلَيْهِ نَفْعُهُ غَدًا مِنْ عَمَلٍ صَالِحٍ يُقَدِّمُهُ لِنَفْسِهِ. Rather, a person, instead to go and try to debate with the people of innovation and see who they are and travel for them to debate with them and try to establish the proof, rather he said he has to concern himself and use his time and utilize it in that which will benefit him tomorrow, inshaAllah ta'ala, from a righteous action that he put forward for himself. وَلَا يَكُنْ مِمَّنْ يُحْدِثُ أَمْرًا. And he should not be from those people that by doing so they will be innovated something that is new. فَإِذَا هُوَ خَرَجَ مِنْهُ أَرَادَ الْحُجَّةِ. Because if he wants to go to establish the proof, فَيَحْمِلُ نَفْسَهُ عَلَى الْمُحَالِفِينَ. Because this is something that may not happen. He said, because these are people, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, when they go and debate, they debate most of the time according to statement, opinions, because the people of innovation, of course, they don't respect the Dalil. They don't respect the Dalil from the Book of Allah, from the Sunnah. Rather, they are people of Kalam. They can bring all the eloquent speeches and all the statements and all this. Well, if we do with this, it's going to be this. Now the person, even if you bring an ayah, they don't listen to it. So what is the benefit in going and debating with those people when we have a good life? And then he said, وَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ التَّوْفِيقَ لَنَا وَلَكَ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ. And then he said to him, and then we ask Allah, tawfiq, success, for you and for us, وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ. SubhanAllah. وَقَالَ الْإِمَامُ أَحْمَدْ أَيْضًا. And Imam Ahmad أَيْضًا said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالسُّنَّةِ وَالْحَدِيثِ. Hold on to the sunnah and to the hadith. وَمَا يَنْفَعُكُمُ اللَّهُ بِهِ. And hold on to all that which Allah will benefit you with. وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْخَوْدَ وَالْجِدَالَ وَالْمِرَاءِ. And be aware of engaging in the ayats of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ with no knowledge. Will be aware of arguing the affairs of the deen. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ مَنْ أَحَبَّ الْكَلَامِ. Because whoever follows this rhetoric, he will never be successful. وَكُلُّ مَنْ أَحْدَثَ كَلَامًا لَمْ يَكُنْ آخِرُ أَمْرِهِ إِلَّا بِدْعًا. And whoever invented some speeches or some kalam, eventually will end up to become an innovation. لِأَنَّ الْكَلَامَ لَا يَدْعُ إِلَى خَيْرٍ. Because talking about the issues of this deen with no knowledge, with no proof, it brings no good. وَلَا أُحِبُّ الْكَلَامَ وَلَا الْخَوْدَ وَلَا الْجِدَالِ. And Imam Ahmad, he said, I don't like this rhetoric, this ilm al-kalam, and I don't like to engage in talking about these affairs, nor to debate. anyone. وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالسُّنَنِ وَالْآثَارِ. Rather, you have to hold on to the sunan and to the narrations. وَالْفِقْهَ الَّذِي تَنْتَفِعُونَ بِهِ. And the fiqh that you may benefit from. وَدَعُوا زِدَالَ وَكَلَامَ أَهْلِ الزَّيْغِ وَالْمِرَاءِ. Leave off debates. Don't debate those people. And leave off the statements of the people of desires and the people of disputation. قال أدركنا الناس ولا يعرفون هذا ويجانبون أهل الكلام. Imam Ahmad رحمه الله said, we meet the scholars, they don't even know these things. They don't pay no mind to it. Nor they sit with the people of rhetoric. Rather they boycott them. وعاقبة الكلام لا تؤول إلى خير. And he said, and once again he said that this rhetoric and these statements and too much talk, it won't bring no good. Can you imagine if some people, they want to sit in this place and they want to discuss the issue of At-Tahara, the wudu, and then none of them bring no ayah? It's clear. You want to make the wudu, it's clear. There is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, what to do, what to start, what to end. Can do it in 2-3 minutes. Finish. But this, they're going to start now, what you want to do with this one? Well, now it's kind of like this. Why look at it this way? Why, you know, in a point of view of Arabic language. Then they get to the Arabic language, what the Arabs of Yemen, they look at it this way. The Arab of Iraq, they didn't have it this way. They stayed there for years. And the Adhan being called, and they don't make the Salah. Why? Because they could not get to how they make the wudu. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. So therefore, the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala said, and be aware of those people. وَقَالَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ تَجَنَّبُوا أَصْحَابَ الْجِدَالِ وَالْكَلَامِ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالسُّنَنِ. Avoid the people of kalam and the people of disputation and argumentation. عَلَيْكُمْ بِالسُّنَنِ. Hold on to the sunan of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَمَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ أَهْلُ الْعِلْمِ قَبْلَكُمْ. And hold on to that which the people of knowledge were upon before you. فَإِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْرَهُونَ الْكَلَامُ وَالْخَوْدَ فِي أَهْلِ الْبِدَعِ وَالْجُلُسُ مَعَهُمْ. Because those scholars, they used to dislike the kalam, and they used to dislike talking or debating with the people of innovation, and they used to dislike sitting with them. وَإِنَّمَا السَّلَامَ فِي تَرْكِ هَذَا. Rather the salama, safety or safety, in living alone this. لم نؤمر بالجدال والخصومات مع أهل الدلالة. Then Imam Ahmad rahimahullah said, we were not commanded to debate with the people of desires and the people of dalala. We were not commanded. فإنه سلامة له منه. So therefore it is a safety and a protection from the evil. وقال ابن أبي يعلى رحمه الله. ابن أبي يعلى said, لا تختلف الرواية في وجوب هجر أهل البدع وفساق الملة. He said that there is no disagreement whatsoever when it comes to the pertaining to the obligation of boycotting the people of innovation and the heretic amongst the people that claims to be from the Muslims. And then the compiler of this book said, فَبَيَّنَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ. So that Imam Ahmad رحمه الله تعالى showed clearly أَنَّ مَذْهَبَ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ مِمَّنْ سَمِعَ عَنْهُمْ أَوْ أَدْرَكَهُمْ. That the minhaj and the madhab and the way of the people of knowledge, those he met and those he heard from them, هُوَ هُجْرَانُ أَهْلِ الْبِدَعِ. There is boycotting the people of innovation. وَبَيَّنَ مَا تُؤَدِّي إِلَيْهِ مُخَالَطَةُ أَهْلِ الْبِدَعِ مِنْ نَتَائِجْ وَخِيمَةِ. Also Imam Ahmad made clear, رحمه الله, the evil consequences that lead or coming in result in intermingling with the people of innovation. وَلَوْ كَانَتْ مُخَالَطَتُهُمْ لِلْرَدِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. Even if the purpose of being with them is to debate with them and to refute them, فَإِنَّ الْمَرْأَ لَا يَأْمَنُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ فِتْنَةً. Because no one is 100% safe from the fitna for himself. You know how many people they think they are on the da'wah salafiyya, on the minhaj, and this, you know, we know certain people, and they want to go, we're going to go and debate with these innovators. They become one of them. وَلَعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. They become like them.
وَمُخَالَطَتُهُمْ هَلَاكٌ بَيِّنٌ وَسُمٌ قَاتِلٌ.
And he said that mingling with them, with the people of innovation, is a clear destruction. A clear destruction. And وَسُمٌ قَاتِلٌ. And it is a fatal poison. Fatal, fatal poison.
قال ابن القيم رحمه الله في بيان أقسام الناس من حيث المخالطة. ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى mentioned
when he was making a clearly in details the levels of the people in regards to mingling, who you mingle with and who you be with and who's not.
قال الاسم الرابع,
the fourth category, من مخالطته الهلاك كله. Those, if you mingle with them, it brings about a total destruction to yourself.
وَمُخَالَطَتُهُ بِمَنْزِلَةِ أَكْلِ السَّمْ.
There is this category who's talking about, Imam Ibn Qayyim, that if you be with them, like if you are eating poison. Same thing.
فَإِنْ اتَّفَقَ لِأَكْلِهِ تِرْيَاقُ وَإِلَّا فَأَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ الْعَزَاءُ.
وما أكثر هذا الضرب في الناس لأكثرهم لا أكثرهم ولا كثرهم الله. He said, how many of these people that are noisy? They just want to say, they think they're going to change something. So they are how many? May Allah does not increase their number. Ameen.
وهم أهل البدع والضلالة.
They are the people of innovation and misguidance.
الصادون عن سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Those who turn the people away from the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, الدَّاعُونَ إِلَىٰ خِلَافِهَا. Rather, they call to the opposite of the sunnah. People of innovation, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ.
الَّذِينَ يَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَيَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا.
Those who turn the people away from the path of Allah, and they follow every crooked path.
فَيَجْعَلُونَ السُنَّةَ بِدْعَةً.
So the people of innovation, they made the sunnah to become a bid'ah. The sunnah to them now, if somebody is like acting on the sunnah, they come to him, why are you acting like that? A'udhu billah, you're innovating in the deen. Somebody on the sunnah, they told him, you're an innovator, akhi. A'udhu billah. Subhanallah. This innovation, akhi, don't you know?
Wal bid'ah sunnah.
And the bid'ah, the innovation, that becomes the sunnah. If somebody now know that this is something innovation, they say, no, what do you know, man? This is the sunnah.
Wal ma'roof munkaran.
The ma'roof, the good, if somebody take from the innovators, the ma'roof become evil and the evil become ma'roof.
فالحزم كل الحزم التماس مرضات الله تعالى ورسوله.
He said, therefore we have to be determined. If he wants the pleasure of Allah, if you want Allah to be pleased with us and his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بإغضابهم, we should refute them and make them angry.
وَأَلَّا تَشْتَغِلَ بِأَعْتَابِهِمْ وَلَا بِتَسْتَعْتَابِهِمْ.
And you should not be engaged in trying to debate with them.
ولا تبالي بذمهم ولا بغضهم فإنه عين كمالك.
Rather, the minhaj of Salaf is that they are blameworthy, the innovations and its people, and we should hate them. So this is the right path. So from this, ya ikhwan, barakallahu fikum. Hey, the kalam is still long, mashallah. Maybe another time we may finish it, inshallah ta'ala, or maybe other times. But from this, inshallah ta'ala, we take the advice of the people of knowledge, that we should be aware of the people of innovation, Because they are the enemies of the deen of Islam, enemies of the book of Allah, enemies of the sunnah. They are the enemies of Allah, the enemies of the messenger. They are the allies of ash-shaytan, wal-iyadu billah. And don't be misled by their fake smiles. Huh? Fake smiles. Fake oils. May give you like oil or miswak or something like that. Huh? Be aware. They're just trying to get you down to the traps. Huh? Smile after smile. And then you say to yourself, he's a nice guy. Alhamdulillah. And then he give you, and then he really get you in his pocket when he hit you with that oil. Huh? Curry oil. They don't have that? They get you with that oil, or they invite you. So, yeah, come here after. Ashram. We got Jola, we got this, and you're like, man, subhanAllah, these are the nicest people I ever met. Took care of me, man, they're nice to me, and then they want me to go to Bangladesh for free. They even gonna pay for my passport. Allahu Akbar. That's the real Islam, man. Am I in the first century of the Hijrah or what? Limits, are you Omar? Nah, I'm not gonna ask you that question. Huh? But then, when you get with them, wal-iyadu billah, you lose your deen. You lose your deen. Done. Total distraction. The sunnah that you used to know, now it's a bid'ah. The bid'ah you used to know, become a sunnah. The good you used to be upon, become evil. The evil you used to stay away from, you run into it. So we have to be aware of them, defame them, hate them for the sake of Allah. Following the way of a salaf, a salih. هذا والله أعلى وأعلم صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا وبارك الله